The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Facing a year of historic political divisiveness, economic uncertainty, and geopolitical instability, Black activists, advocates, and community leaders from across the country chose Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2024 to announce the launch of the upcoming National Day of Action for Black Men. The purpose of the Day of Action is to identify, call out, and uproot the systemic challenges facing Black men in the United States. Participants will engage with elected officials, organize and attend public meetings, lead street demonstrations, and join community education sessions in cities across the nation on March 6, 2024. Organizing is already underway in Boston, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and other communities across the country. Two of the men helping to put on this monumental event are Horace Small, who is the Union of Minority Neighborhoods founder and former executive director, who's been working professionally for nonprofit organizations, government, and political campaigns and unions since 1974, and Matthew Parker, who is the executive director of Union of Minority Neighborhoods of Boston, Massachusetts. He is a visionary, innovator, community organizer, and advocate who has made it his life's work to bridge the gap in social, economic, and health disparities within the Black community and other groups of color. And they are our guests today. This is the Black Information Network Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Ramses Ja. All right, gentlemen, welcome to the show. How are you doing today? Horace, let's start with you.
Okay, Ramses, thank you for having us.
And Matthew, man, how are you doing today?
Glad to be here with you guys.
Fantastic. I know we do have a lot to cover, but obviously there's a monumental event on the horizon here. So tell us a bit more what we left out of the intro of the National Day of Justice for Black Men. Matthew, let's start with you.
First, glad to be here. Thank you for having us. Really excited about the day. It's been a lot of work coming forward. We looked at things that are happening across the country, and you just want to say, hey, Black men, we are stepping up. And we want to do it together, community by community, to just address some of the issues and also be engaged with one another, because we feel a sense of community is missing. So we're trying to get some of that back while we're also organizing to move agendas forward around just being engaged civically and socially in our communities.
Okay, that's fantastic. And then Horace, of course, I know that you wanted to
I think Ramses is in light of the fact of what's going on in 2024 and what's happening around the world with governments and politics and what have you going this right slant, it's critical and it's incumbent upon Black men to step up and become engaged and involved on the many issues that not only affect Black men, but also affect the Black community. Mm. Historically, our sisters have been holding the fort down for generations. In light of the fact that we may have Donald Trump again, it is absolutely critical for Black men to step up, make their voices heard, but also acquire the skills and the talents necessary to keep the community together, to keep the people involved, to address the many issues that impact the lives of Black Americans throughout the country, and to use this day, March 6th, as a day to go to City Hall, to go to your state house, to go to your county courthouse, to go speak to and talk to power and tell power exactly what it is that you want and what you would like to see for your communities. That's what this day is about. And afterwards, we go about the business of building community for real, as Matt said, amongst each other, and being supportive and being actively engaged in the neighborhoods where we live.
Okay. So what originally came to mind when I first was checking this out was something similar to like a Million Man March or something like that. But it sounds like this is something that's going to take place in all these individual cities, and everyone's going to have kind of marching orders in their individual communities. I may have that right. I may have it wrong. Why don't you let me know exactly how the day is going to look for the folks on the ground?
Well, hopefully it's going to be a number of different things. Hopefully, okay, in cities, in towns across America, people will take the day, because elected officials are going to know. People are going to take the day. Black men are going to take the day to go visit their elected officials and talk to them about the issues that matter to them. And everybody can play in this. If they can't go, they can send a text, they can send an email, they can write a letter. We want, you know, what we're striving for is grassroots participation, so that the power elite can understand that we too as a community have power, that we too as a community have a voice, and that we too must, our issues must be addressed as well. And working again in solidarity with our sisters and other leaders, you know, addressing and coming up with strategies to address the issues that impact our lives. One of the things I'm proudest of is that this is strictly a grassroots operation, a grassroots strategic plan. There's no superstars, there's no political leaders, there's no Barack Obamas. It's people who have been doing the work of social justice all their lives, coming together and saying, let's put our collective minds together and our resources to help Black men address some of the issues that impact our lives.
Fantastic. Now, one of the things that really stood out to me is the positioner for the event: Rise Up, Reclaim, and Revolutionize. So, Matthew, why don't you give us kind of the thinking behind this and maybe why this best conveys the intent behind the National Day of Justice for Black Men?
Well, the intent is just to keep us, if those who are engaged and those who haven't been engaged in a while, or those who've never been engaged, everybody can participate. Mm-hmm. It's so important to make sure that no one feels like they're not included. This is something that, yes, we can find ways to step forward, find ways to be engaged, but this is every single level. So if you're a Black man who hasn't figured it out, there's going to be information on our website and our social medias that will say, hey, step one is just as simple as calling your local alderman, your local block captain or councilman. Step two could be organizing a group of folks together to discuss what they want to do, and so on and so forth. There's so many ways to participate. We just want to make sure every Black man and supporter of Black men know that this is day of action for everyone to get engaged or get reengaged.
Okay. Now, I want you to keep with that, because it sounds like you're making it very easy for people to make an impact. A lot of folks that listen to this show, obviously, they exist in kind of the digital space, the online space. Are there any virtual options, ways that people can do any sort of organization online, anything like that, that they might find at the website? And if so, plug the website or the infrastructure, social media, etc., so folks can be sure to tap in.
Absolutely. On our digital platforms, which will be mostly X, formerly known as Twitter, some Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever social platform we have available, we'll be posting about different ways and strategies, whether that might be going live. There'll be some hashtags going on, just whatever way we can find to connect people with information and ways to do it themselves and do it with each other, we're going to include.
Okay, so one more time, make sure you plug the main website where everyone can get all this.
National Black Men's Advocacy Network, and it's the Black Men's Day of Action.
Okay, perfect. All right, and from what I understand, this is going to be an annual thing, right? So this is something that people can stay engaged with, right?
Ramses, I would like to think that this is, yes, absolutely, answer to your question. What we'd like to think is that this is an opportunity, particularly now in the 21st century, that the need for a national organization of Black men working on issues that impact both locally, nationally, and doing so strategically and with focus and vision and working together as a community is something that's important. We're hoping that after this is over, we're going to begin our classes so that brothers can get the skills needed that they can continue to participate.
Well, that is fantastic. And I can't wait to see what comes of this. One more time, do me a favor, plug the website. Let's do it clear and loud just so everyone knows how they can participate.
The website is blackmensadvocacyday.com.
All right, perfect. Well, I would like to thank you both very much for coming on and sharing your commitment to the successful, informed, inspired future of the Black community. Once again, today's guests are Horace Small, founder and former executive director, and Matthew Parker, current executive director of Union of Minority Neighborhoods.
And, you know, we're making sure that we come to Phoenix, and when we come to Phoenix, we'll be looking for you.
All right. I'll be standing by.
All right, brother.
All right. Peace brother. Thank you.
This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I'm your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.